Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Lamed Tes Zivachim 39. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites the verse from Leviticus chapter 4, verse 20, and the verse states, Vasala par kasher asala parachatas, that it states that you shall do to the bull like you've done to the bull of the sin offering, kenya selo, so shall you do to it. And the Gemara wants to derive from the word chatas, that the sin offering in that verse, which talks about a bull that is brought as a sin offering, that it comes to include another communal tzibor, another communal offering, in addition to the bull that a community brings if the court makes a mistake. In addition to that, there's another bull that is brought as a communal offering. And which bull are we talking about that is brought as a bull offering? So the Gemara suggests, Elu Seiri Avodas Kochavim. This refers to the goat of an idolater, the goat that is brought for a communal sin of idolatry. So that there, the Torah doesn't tell us explicitly what offering is supposed to be brought when it describes it in Numbers 15, verse 22 through 26. So the verse is telling us that the communal offering for a community that mistakenly worshipped idolatry is supposed to match the laws of a communal sin in general, a paro amdever shel tzibor, where the court issued a mistaken ruling, and as a result of this, the community sinned. So that bull offering requires the blood to be sprinkled on the paroches in the temple, and also on the inner altar, and the animal itself was supposed to be burned outside the three camps. So too, we should say the same law as it relates to the goat of the seiri of the avodas kochavim, the goat of idolatry. So the Gemara asks the question: I might think ani mar ba'av seiri. I might think that the verse is coming to also include the goat that is brought as a sin offering on the festivals and on Rosh Chodesh. Says the verse, no, so shall you do for it. And the word for him is a word of limitation, meaning to say that's what you do for the bull, for the communal bull offering. That's what is coming to include, but it's coming to exclude the Sirei Regalim and the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. So the Gemara says, well, why are you including the sin offering of idolatry, but not the sin offering of Rosh Chodesh and the festivals? The Gemara asks, "Umara isa l'rabos es elu ahutzi es elu." Why are you including the sin offering of idolatry and excluding the sin offering of the festivals and of Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara answers, it's because we know that the verse is coming to include one thing and exclude another thing. It's coming to include the category of idolatry, and also compare that to the category of the communal sin offering, because those are atoning for sins that we know about, but we're coming to exclude the sins of but the sins of Rosh Chodesh, the sin offering that is brought on Rosh Chodesh and is brought on the festivals, that is excluded because those sin offerings are brought for sins that we are unaware of. This is what the Gemara in Shavuos talks about at length, at the beginning of the tractate Shavuos, that the goat of the festivals, the sin offering on Rosh Chodesh and the sin offering that is brought on the festivals, they serve as an atonement for somebody who enters into the temple in a state of ritual impurity, or somebody who eats a sacred food in a state of ritual impurity, that he never even knows that he sinned. So as a result of that, how do we achieve atonement for that? The atonement for that, for the person who did these egregious sins and is still unaware that they even need atonement, the atonement for that is achieved through the sin offering that is brought on Rosh Chodesh and on the festivals. This idea of the power of Rosh Chodesh to serve as an atonement is found in a member of Chazal from Chulin Daf Samach Amud Beis, where God says, bring an atonement for me, bring a sacrifice for me, because I diminish the moon. And like Reish Lakish says, why is the goat of Rosh Chodesh different from all other offerings? Because by the goat of Rosh Chodesh says La. So God is saying that this goat should serve as an atonement for me, should serve as an atonement because I diminished the moon. So a lot of the commentaries struggle to understand this. What's the connection between God asking for atonement? Of course God doesn't need atonement. God is perfect. And so the explanation that Rav Yehuda Bar Yakar offers is that really it's the offering is not an atonement for God, but it's an offering of appeasement for the moon, because the moon feels that it was diminished. finished. And so therefore the Bnei Yisrael were saying, but how can we bring a sin offering into the temple? We know that in general that an offering that is not being brought for a specific sin cannot be brought into the temple, that that's a violation of the principles of the sin offerings. So God is saying, rely upon me. Bring this offering as an atonement, a sin offering, and bring it on behalf of the moon who feels wronged, and rely upon me, because I'm saying that this offering can be brought on this time. And so therefore we're able to bring this sin offering because we're relying upon the fact that God says that it's okay. So we see from here a very important principle, which is that the concept of Rosh Chodesh is a time where Hashem Yisbarach is open to appeasement and open to atonement for even for people who are unaware that they have sinned. For this reason, there became a practice, and the Magen Avraham records this practice also, and the Yavetz writes about it in his Siddur, that people have the practice of actually fasting on the eve of Rosh Chodesh and turning it into a Yom Kippur Katan, a mini type of Yom Kippur, because this every month on the eve of Rosh Chodesh is considered to be a time where it's especially appropriate to cry out to God, because that is a time where it's a meritorious moment in our year for in order to achieve atonement. And so for this reason, people have the practice to say extra prayers or even to fast on the eve of Rosh Chodesh and to celebrate what is called a Yom Kippur Katan.